Flash.
What?
Flash.
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 Not like the thing you do in the Straits.
Every day at 2 p.m.
Only on Tuesdays.
Sometimes Wednesdays, if you're lucky.
Depends what my schedule's like.
Yeah. Anyway, flashy finale, flash. It
yes,
was good.
That thing.
It was good.
It. What?
It was good.
It was so much more than that.
It was alright.
It was alright. Could do better.
Could be worse. But better than Gotham's finale. I like how it, like how Flash ended its finale on a cliffhanger. It's still better than Arrow's finale.
Yeah. Arrow's finale was just...
We're not here to talk about Arrow. We're talking about Flash.
Arrow's finale was just piss.
It's really pissy. Yes. It was hot piss. Steamy
piss.
There's good stuff in it, but it just wasn't good as Flash.
Yeah. Nothing will ever be as good as Flash.
Maybe.
Like what?
I don't know. It hasn't happened yet.
I'll talk to you about it later. When you're older.
So how did you find the episode?
I loved it. It was a great ending to a great series, and I don't think I would change anything about it.
Yeah,
I think that sort of sums it up, really.
Yeah, it was really, really good, and I wouldn't change a thing.
Yeah.
Well, I'd change one thing.
What would you change?
Caitlin saying, "What's a singularity?" We'll get to that. So,
should we do a disclaimer saying there's going to be a shit ton of spoilers?
I think that's what it goes without saying, but we'll say it just so people can't. Well, who should have told us?
Well, I just did it.
Yeah. It's full of spoilers, you dickheads.
Should have guessed that.
So what was your favourite scene in the finale? Or your favourite scenes?
Favourite scene.
Well, you can have more than one if you want.
Basically, it was most of the scenes with Barry and father figures.
So Joe and Wells and his actual dad.
Yeah.
I guess Joe's his actual dad as well.
Yeah. How long did you last without crying again?
Well, the second time I watched it, the first time.
First time.
19 minutes and 33 seconds.
What about the second time? A bit longer, a bit less.
A bit longer. Okay. I think it was like the scene afterwards.
I would have thought after watching it, you would have broken a lot earlier than what you did.
No.
Very, very proud of you.
The first time I broke when Cisco's talking to Wells about how, when he killed him.
Yeah.
And the first time I broke this time was when Joe is talking to Barry. He goes, "You'll never lose me." Yeah. Oh. He means it, Barry.
It's just the way you told me how long you had lasted. You gave me the time and sent me that gif.
Yeah. It was a very emotional episode. Especially at 3 a.m.
The emotion was real enough that you could touch it.
I cried 5 times.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't think you would cry that much.
So I cried when Cisco and Wells are talking.
Yeah.
Cried when Joe says, "You'll never lose me." I cried when he's like, "Goodbye, Dad," and Joe's like, "Goodbye, son." Like, I proper started trembly lip, tears running down my face. Like proper Tobey Maguire crying. Then again at Nora Allen's death scene.
Yeah.
Then finally at Eddie's death scene.
Yeah.
5 times.
What's his dad's name?
Henry.
Okay. I couldn't remember it.
Daddy Flash.
And he was the 90s Flash, wasn't he?
Yeah, and there's some talk of him being Jay Garrick.
Ooh.
Or like them going to Earth 2, and Earth 2 is the Earth where he's the Flash.
Yeah.
Or was the Flash, because now he's fucking, what, 60?
That could be interesting.
Yeah. Oh, what's my favourite scene? My favourite scene is probably... Yeah, I guess. Yeah, what you said.
Yeah. Joe and his... Barry and his father figures.
Well, probably Barry and his father figures and Barry and his mum.
Yeah. Like, literally, with Barry and Joe and Barry and his dad.
Barry and Wells.
All of those were like an emotional kick in the nuts for me.
It's like, what if it changes you? I don't care. Well, I care.
But it's like, they were so perfectly acted.
Oh. Like, I think Graham Gustin got like a TV Actor of the Year or something.
Yeah, I don't think I could have directed those scenes any better.
And I can't direct, so.
I don't think Martin Scorsese could have directed them any better.
He'd probably fuck it up and kill someone. He'd make it funny. It didn't need to be funny. It needed to be heartbreaking.
Which it really, really was.
It was.
I'm surprised I have a soul left after all that.
Mm.
He got punched so many times.
Well, it's a good thing I had a drink with me. I was dehydrated from all the tears.
Yeah. I didn't cry. I nearly did. The moment I nearly cried was when it ended.
Well, it was a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
It's a fucking cliffhanger. He's not crying.
It's like, it's a cliffhanger. It's over. I have to wait for more.
I have to wait till October at the earliest.
It's like I've lost my best friend.
Oi.
I haven't lost you.
Not yet.
What do you mean, yet?
You'll see.
Okay.
To me, I've been dead for centuries.
What?
I'm very tired.
Okay.
So yeah. Any lines that like sort of stood out to you?
The whole Eddie speech about like he's in control of his own destiny.
Oh yeah, he's like you are a coincidence.
Yeah.
You're an anomaly. There's no science for coincidence.
I loved every speech that Stein had as well.
I love Stein.
Yeah.
I love that he's a main character in the Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Which is teased in this.
Whoa.
Fucking Speed Horse, man.
But yeah, I love Stein, so I loved every little bit he said.
It's so good.
His chat with Eddie was awesome.
Where he's like, at the wedding, let's not ruin our wedding day.
Yeah.
No, let's not fight on our wedding day, is what he says.
And doesn't he try and be, like, hip?
Legit, as the kids say. Or he's like, fuck off, old man.
But, yeah, I mean, basically every big moment and every big speech had lines in it that I liked.
Yeah. It's just a well-written show.
It was. It so was.
I'm just going to look through my notes.
I'm talking as if it's dead.
Sisko's like, how do you fit that suit into the little ring?
Yeah.
Sisko asking the right questions.
Yeah. Did Wells actually tell him? He didn't, no. Did he?
No.
But do you think Sisko picks up the ring?
I think when Sisko's asking him how he does it, and like, and gives him an example, I think that's probably it.
Yeah.
Pretty good, right? He probably got the nail in the head.
Oh, that ring would have stopped existing, wouldn't it?
I don't know.
Because if Wells made it...
No, I think the Flash makes it.
Okay.
Because, you know, Barry Allen has it in the comics and stuff.
But then Wells came from the future. Or Thorn came from the future.
Yeah.
And if he's now wiped from existence, he wouldn't have been able to bring it back.
Yeah, but then also Eddie wouldn't have been able to be dead. Because he wouldn't have had to kill himself, because Wells wouldn't be there. If Wells wasn't there...
You just made it confusing. I don't know what's going on now. Where am I?
I don't know what I am. I bet the start with like, Barry's like, why? And Wells goes, because I hate you. And he goes on to elaborate, but at first, like, oh, fucking hell.
the scene with Nora.
Yeah.
There was a moment literally just before that that I really liked.
What?
You get to see Future Flash with the white emblem.
Yes! You know what that means? That means they made a fucking suit with the white emblem on it.
Yeah. Why aren't they using it?
Exactly.
I was wondering if you picked up on that.
Of course I picked up on it.
It's a little bit of white.
I think one of my favourite lines in this is when... I think it's that same speech in that same scene where he's like, because I hate you. It's when... at the end he's like, well... I don't hate you, Barry. I hate future you, the you that you were in the future.
Yeah.
But now he's like, what do you say? I've got it written down. Now I know what Joe and Henry feel when they look upon you with pride, with love.
Yeah.
Like, oh God!
It's just like, make your mind up.
He loves him like a son. Oh.
You love him, but you want him dead.
I think the point of that seems to say that he doesn't want him dead now, and now he just wants to go home.
Yeah. Well, after like 15 years, I expect
he would want to just 15 long years!
Yeah. And you know what? I going back to Arrow briefly, the finale for that.
Yeah.
How Barry shows up in the beginning of that.
And it leaves.
And then fucks off to have his little chat. I thought that was bollocks until I saw the chat itself.
Yeah.
It's like, that was totally worth ditching Team Arrow for.
Yeah.
It was so good.
What, no big burly burger? Cows are extinct in my time. You don't care. You don't care about that. You want to ask something else. Iris wasn't actually that bad this episode.
Yeah, I didn't mind.
She was barely in it. She was barely in it, but she wasn't that bad.
Yeah, she didn't seem to take much focus from anything either.
What I quite liked is one on the roof. Yeah. And they hug, and there he goes, tell me what to do. I need someone. Like, what do I need to do? I need someone to tell me.
Yeah.
And Future Barry tells him what to do.
Yeah.
He's like, nah, mate, don't come in here. Shit's going down.
Yeah.
You'll fuck up a lot of stuff if you save Mum.
You don't understand. But it's like it was all so good, and it's like, if I'm honest, I thought Joe was the one who was going to get hurt.
Yeah, I thought Joe was going to die, and then like, I was like, when the episode ended, well, the first thing I thought was, thank fuck Joe's alive.
Yeah, it's like, because of what happened in the episode with Grodd, I think they're walking towards like Joe dying or something like that.
Yeah.
How long do you think it'll be until Iris and Barry start getting together because of what's happened? Or do you think they'll actually get together at all?
Probably mid-season 2 at the earliest, but probably season 3.
Yeah.
I don't know, it depends.
I have a feeling that she's going to sort of try and fight it.
Yeah.
Because she knows it's supposed to happen, but...
You can't fight destiny.
She got that speech from Eddie.
Yeah. The whole Terminator speech.
Yeah.
There is no fate but what we make.
But I must say, Eddie... I haven't really cared about him the whole season.
I didn't care about him until that episode where, like... You know when they're sort of punching the one with Gerda in it?
Gerda?
Colossus. The metal man.
I think so.
The first episode with him.
Yeah.
Where they have that sort of heart to heart, and Barry's punching the punching bag and stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, at first I was like, well, he's alright, but now I was like, yeah, he's pretty cool. Yeah, he's not a bad guy at all.
Mm. I mean, it's sort of like, I didn't really care about him the whole season, but I don't want him to be dead.
Yeah. He shot himself when he hear the gunshot. Like, they shoot him.
Yeah.
He see him sort of like with the gun to himself on the blood. Like, oh God!
Yeah. It's like,
oh,
I didn't really care about you, but I want you to not be dead.
Oh.
Come back to us, character I didn't really care about. It's basically this episode made me care about him.
Yep.
He was so good.
Barry's about to radically change the timeline. Why the fuck are Ronnie and Caitlin having a wedding? I mean, I guess he didn't change the timeline, but still, everyone thought he was going to.
Yeah. I thought the speech between, or the chat between Sisko and Wells.
Oh, that's so good.
I thought that was more of a bonus, but it paid off so well.
Oh, so good. Oh. Is that what you told yourself when you killed me? Oh!
It just, there were so many good parts. Well, there wasn't a single bad part.
That's like initial sort of hint of shock in Wells's face when he hears that.
Yeah.
It's like, what did you say?
It's like, I did that.
It's like, well, I'm sorry, Sisko. Not for killing you. I probably had a good reason for that.
I think you've told me before, but who's Sisko in the comics?
Vibe. And his superpower is like, you know, the Shocker from Spider-Man?
I think so.
To like use sort of sonic waves and stuff.
Yeah.
Basically, you can do that.
Yeah.
And he also has super breakdancing powers.
Oh my god.
Well, most of his past breakdancing powers are he's just an excellent breakdancer.
Yeah.
And he can see into other universes.
Yeah.
So that's how, and that's what the remembering his death was in the timeline was.
Yeah. Well, that could be quite interesting.
Though, when at the end of the speech it goes, remember Sisko, what I did for you, I did out of love. Yeah. Even when he fucking killed him.
Yeah. But it's like, that's one thing that sort of confused me, even though Sisko's sort of been confirmed as having powers.
Yeah.
Why haven't we really seen any of it apart from him being able to see his own death?
I guess because
there's got to be more than one universe out there.
Well, the multiverse. There's an infinite number of universes.
Yeah, and he's only seen one.
Well, it's because that's because that was the only one he's been in. He doesn't really know how to control the power yet.
Okay.
It's like he doesn't know how to use the power, so he might as well not know it's there.
Yeah. So do you think Wells was sort of hiding that from him?
I don't think Wells knew. Because he says that, always suspected that you were affected by the accelerator, but I just didn't know.
Yeah.
Like he didn't know until he talked about the ultimate timeline.
Yeah. That would be another one that's quite interesting to see.
So he'll probably become Vibe in the second season.
Yeah.
Don't kill my Vibe.
But then isn't Caitlin in the comics?
She's a villain.
So what do you think they're going to do with that? Do you think they're going to ignore it or what?
She's probably going to be a villain in an alternate timeline.
Yeah.
Because I don't want her to be a villain. Because she's a Firestorm villain.
Yeah.
They just got fucking married.
Maybe they're going to... They've done that to add more drama to it.
Never so much have I ever wanted a TV show not to do the thing that happened in the comics.
But that cliffhanger.
Oh, that was a good cliffhanger, though.
It was, because... Yes, it made me angry, because it was a cliffhanger. But I want so much more of it now.
Oh, sure, it made me angry more than just sort of like, oh, you bastards, oh, come on, ah.
I was feeling a rush of emotions after it ended.
You didn't know what to feel.
No.
Like, a conflict, like, oh, I'm kind of pissed off. I must have kind of knocked, because it was cool.
Yeah. But it's like, it's made me want more of it so much more than what I did before.
Yeah.
And that cliffhanger did look very nice. Visually.
It did. Fuck it. That's where all the CG budget went.
Yeah.
How much we got left? So much. Fuck it, all of it. Use all of it.
Fuck Rod. We put the rest of it here.
Yeah, fuck, that was good. That was good CGI, though.
Yeah.
Now I'm really curious about...
What?
You know when... The Flash and Wells and stuff have their like masks, like unmasked.
Yeah.
And their sort of hoods.
Yeah.
And then when they put it on, they sort of cut away and cut back to the cowl.
Yeah.
I wonder what those masks look like when they just put them on.
How do you mean?
Like, because it's still like a mask with like eye holes and stuff.
Yeah.
When it's a hood looking thing.
Mm.
So when they just put that on, I wonder what it looks like.
Hmm. Do you know what I wonder?
What?
Where the chin bit goes.
Yeah.
Because Barry has that bit that goes up on just over the front of his chin.
Yeah, a little chin guard.
Does Wells one have that?
I don't think so.
I don't like that chin bit.
Oh, I like it, it's fair enough.
I don't. I'd happily swap that for the white emblem.
Yeah.
But I think anyone would.
Yeah. Yeah, I like all the stuff of Wells being like sad and stuff.
Yeah.
Being like a like Thorne being a fucking loving person just makes me get just make my heart break.
See, I thought he was going to do something to try and break free and kill everyone.
Like phase through the thing.
Yeah.
You know, that thing that they know that he can do.
Yeah. I don't see why he didn't try and break out of that.
I think it was because he, like, wanted to be caught.
Yeah.
It was like, well, the only way I'm getting home is if I, like, tell them what's gonna what I'm doing, so...
Get them to build my stuff.
Yeah, that's the only way I'm getting home, so might as well just play along.
Yeah. But still, it works so much better with him actually being stuck.
Yeah. Oh, fucking Nora's death was so fucking... Oh.
I know. Barry had so much tears.
So many.
So many.
Right, just as many.
You can make a pint glass of his tears.
I'm not sure you'd want to, but all right.
No, I'm just saying it could.
You could. Yeah, where he's sort of like just sort of standing outside the room crying because he's hearing her fucking dying. What, and he goes like, and he's like, it's me, Mum. I'm like, what? And takes his mask. He's like, oh, it's me. I'm your Barry. He's like, oh.
I'm the Flash. What?
I'm the Flash. I don't understand.
It's like for that split second she forgot she had been stabbed.
He's like, what?
What's happened? What's happening?
It's not about Guardians of the Galaxy. He's like, I'm Star-Lord. Who?
I'm the Flash. It's not my birthday.
Ew.
But what I find really weird is Grant Gustin has the same sort of crying face that you do.
I know.
You could be him.
I could be him.
But you couldn't.
I couldn't, no.
No. Not good enough.
When that scene happened, I originally thought that Henry died.
Yeah.
He was just unconscious.
Yeah.
She was like sort of like growing pain. It was like, oh shit, what's happened?
Yeah.
It's Henry dead.
As you fucked it up somehow.
You fucked it, Flash. You fucked it right up.
The only thing,
Alfred, what are you doing here?
The only thing I didn't feel sort of worked, like maybe it would have worked in the episode before the finale, was the wedding.
Yeah.
That felt slightly out of place.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm going to change history forever. None of this might be the same. It's a wedding. Right?
But it sort of gave you a little break from all the chats and everything.
That's a nice little happy moment.
Yeah.
The really sad song playing over it.
Yeah. Plus, that's the thing. Like, Arrow, their finale was sort of trying to be action-packed. Flash's finale is just a load of chats, and it was so much better.
It's just a load of talking.
Yeah.
A load of crying.
Yeah. And it was so much better.
It was like in Arrow Season 1 finale when Tommy died.
Mm.
I was fucking crying. As we've said on the first episode. Oh, I haven't cried like that. I haven't cried like that in the finale since Arrow Season 1.
You've shed a lot of tears for the CW shows, haven't you?
Oh, so good. Never thought I'd say that about a CW show, but it's so good.
So, going back to the White Emblem briefly.
Yeah.
When do you think they're going to bring that in?
Probably Season 2, I expect.
Do you think, like, Barry's going to go back to them and say, a future me had this, it looked quite cool, I want.
Well, Cisco says that he likes the look of it, like, oh, I like the bright suit and the white emblem on the chest.
Yeah.
So he'll probably implement that after Barry fucks the suit.
Yeah.
Or he might go to, like, a different timeline, and he breaks his suit, and that's the only other suit they have lying around.
Like, he comes back to a different timeline?
Well, at the end of this episode, he goes to a different timeline.
Yeah.
So next season, he's in a different universe. And maybe he fucks his suit in that universe.
And Caitlin's the villain.
I don't know, but I'm saying that in that universe, the only suit they have is the one with the white emblem, so we just don't have that one.
And Wells is still alive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. More tears for me.
So, we've sort of covered that this episode was amazing.
Yeah.
And brilliant.
Well, I was a bit, after Eddie shoots himself.
Yeah.
And Sisko and Wells is like, come out of time.
Yeah.
He says, Sisko, help me.
Yeah.
So, I didn't realise that until the second. I didn't realise that until my second viewing.
Yeah.
So I saw it, I was like, oh god!
That's something I must say. The way they showed Thorn being erased from time.
That's horrific.
It's horrific, but they did it in such a beautiful way as well. Like, it looked really nice.
You're a bit mental, aren't you?
Yes.
I saw it, I was like, oh, he's like screaming, he's like, no!
It looked like it was turning into glass butterflies. What?
He was turning into candles in the wind.
But, yeah, now that we've covered that this show's...
Oh, the Jay Garrick helmet.
Oh, yeah, that. Oh, so much happened.
Oh, I can't wait for Jay Garrick. Oh, I love Jay Garrick.
What do you think... What sort of role do you think he's going to have? Do you think that was just sort of a nod?
I don't care, I was with Jay Garrick.
Do you think that was a nod to him, or are they actually going to bring him in?
Well, they said in the season 2 they're going to deal with alternate universes, so they're probably going to have like a Flash of Two Worlds episode.
Yeah.
If the Flash vibrates into the frequency of Earth 2 or something.
Yeah.
And meets him.
Yeah.
So we'll just go through what he sees in the Speed Force quickly.
Okay.
The Flash Museum.
Yeah.
That's a nice little nod.
The gold statue.
Yeah. See, like, there's also another nod earlier on the season where he's like, well, it's not like I have a museum in my name or something. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Barry in jail.
Yeah.
That's weird. What is that all about?
I don't understand what that was.
That's got me intrigued, that was.
Yeah.
Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
So we see Hawkgirl later on in the episode when the singularity is going on.
Yeah.
It goes to Captain Cold and it goes to Hawkgirl.
Yeah.
That's quite nice. Mm-hmm. Killer Frost.
Yeah.
I really hope she doesn't become Killer Frost in the main timeline. Oh man, that'd be so sad. Let's see what else.
There was those few snippets of like his mum saying goodnight to him and stuff like that.
Yeah. Goodnight, Care Bear.
Yeah.
Caitlin doesn't know what a singularity is. Are you fucking kidding me?
You're a scientist.
She's a scientist. She should know that shit. I know what a singularity is, and I'm an idiot.
It's like you said, it would have made more sense if Iris asked it.
Yeah, or Joe or something.
Yeah. But, yeah, that was a bit silly.
Unless she was like, I don't know.
Do you know what going back to the Jay Garrick thing again.
Why?
What I would like about that is if they do meet, if it's in sort of, say, a Speed Force type way, like they're inside it at the same time.
No, it seems a bit.
And then Jay Garrick loses his helmet or something, and that's the reason that we see it just fly through in this episode.
I don't know. Oh, how did you like the look of the Speed Force?
It came through the way I thought it would.
I thought it would be more yellow for some reason. I don't know.
It's like when we had the conversation about the Speed Force the last time.
Yeah.
According to the New 52, the Speed Force is basically like a big desert, really.
It's just sort of like it's like the negative zone or the phantom, what's it called? Phantom zone.
Yeah, is this just like a big desert where you can walk upside down on things and stuff like
that? Yeah. So there's just a lot of disjointed shit.
Which is why I can understand you saying
it's like
you can imagine it more yellow.
It's like the space between spaces.
Yeah.
Like, because in Flash Rebirth, the Speed Force is just like a big lightning thing. It's just like a world of lightning in red and yellow.
Yeah. But... Yeah, I like the Speed Force. I like the way they showed it.
Yeah, it was fine. Let's see what else went up. Some more lines I like. Yeah, I think I've gone through all my notes.
Okay.
What were you saying before I really interrupted you twice?
Now that we've talked about the episode, what do you think is going to happen in the next series, season?
A whole lot more time travel and universe jumping.
Do you want to go into detail a bit more?
Not really, because I'm not really sure how they'll do it.
Well, I mean, when it was on the half-season break, we talked about what we wanted to see happen.
Yeah.
What do you want to see happen now that we've got the whole series out of the way?
I want to see Jay Garrick. I want to see the white emblem on the suit. I want to... I'm not really sure what I want to see, the story stuff.
Yeah. I have a feeling that they're going to make things really weird between Iris and Barry.
What, really awkward?
Yeah. Like they did before.
Yeah.
I have a feeling they're going to do that, because she's got the whole... Eddie was going to change everything.
Eddie was going to marry me, and now he's fucking dead.
Yeah, and now Barry thinks he can just sort of take his place, because the future said it was going to happen.
I don't think he'd be like that. I think he's like, holy shit, he's dead. I really don't think I should move on with this.
Yeah.
I'd be a bit inappropriate.
But then I have a feeling that he's still going to try.
I don't know, I think he'll like...
And it's going to make for the awkward situations.
I think he'll want to try, but it'll be like, nah, mate, that's wrong.
Yeah. Do you think they're going to replace Wells in any way? Or is it just going to be the three of them now?
What do you mean?
Like, you know, it was the four of them, Caitlin, Cisco, Wells and Barry.
Yeah.
Do you think it's just going to be the three of them now, or is
there... I guess they could replace them with Joe or a Stein.
I want them to Stein.
Yeah.
Then he's got his own show now.
Yeah.
Do you think we're going to see more?
I think what we might get is either Thorne's back in the world body and just Thorne still, or we're going to get normal Wells.
Yeah.
We're going to get Wells and Thorne as separate characters.
Yeah.
Which I would quite like.
Do you think we're going to get more Ronnie now?
Yeah.
Because
he was saying he's sticking around, wasn't he? So.
Stein's in Legends of Tomorrow.
Maybe they'll replace him with Ronnie then.
Maybe.
Because he's sciencey and smart and shit.
Yeah. And Ronnie's not in Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
So he's got to have somewhere to go.
Yeah, I quite like they'll have like a good Wells on the team. Just be Wells and not be Thorne as well.
What do you think they're going to do with the escaped rogues? Do you think they're going to do it as we get to see them capturing again, or are they going to do it as like a little montage at the opening of season two?
They might do it like they sort of like, I don't know, make the prison a bit better, I guess.
Yeah. I have a feeling that they might do like a little montage with them catching them again, just to get out of the way so we don't see the same fights.
I think I'll deal with the cliffhanger first.
Yeah. But once they've gotten like the important stuff out of the way, they just do like a little montage of them catching them again. So we don't have to sit through it again.
Episode 10, that's when I'll do that.
Yeah.
I might do some stuff with Legends of Tomorrow then doing that.
Yeah. You know that it was sort of confirmed that once a year they would do a Flash and Arrow crossover.
Yeah.
Do you think that's going to include Legends of Tomorrow now? Or do you think they're going to try and keep that more as a separate entity?
Well, I think they'll just not do it Legends of Tomorrow as well, since so many characters in both shows are on Legends of Tomorrow, so they might as well not bother with that and just make those characters be on the crossover anyway, since they're in those shows.
Just quickly, question about Legends of Tomorrow. I thought about it since we last spoke about it.
Yeah.
I don't know his actual name, but Rory.
Arthur Darvill.
Yeah.
Rip Hunter.
Yeah. Does he know who Thorne is? Because he says he's from the future.
I would assume so.
Okay. Because wouldn't essentially... Oh, no, that's getting into time travel.
Or, well, I would think so because he's a time traveller and knows, like, all the destinies and stuff of all the Heroes and Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I guess he'd know who the Flash is since he's, like, a founder of Justice League.
Yeah.
But, I guess so. I don't see why he wouldn't.
But it's like, I was about to ask you a question, but I stopped myself because it's getting into strange time travel stuff.
Well, ask me anyway, and I'll tell you to fuck off. It's a silly question.
I'm going to ask you anyway. Because Thorn was made to not exist anymore, will they remember him?
Don't know.
It's like the Back to the Future thing.
Yeah.
They're being wiped from history.
Well, see, I don't know, because at the end of the cliffhanger, we don't know what the whole singularity thing's like.
Yeah.
If it's got, he's going to stop it, but they'll remember.
Cause,
he's going to do something else, which will wipe all that.
Because surely Sisko would remember either way.
Yeah.
But
I think Sisko and Barry would remember. I'm not sure if the rest will. Yeah. It'll be like that when he turned back down the first time.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm really... I'm kind of annoyed they cast Arthur Darvill as Rip Hunter.
What is that?
Because he was such a big thing on Doctor Who, and he's not even putting on an accent or anything.
Yeah.
So now I'm just going to think Doctor Who when I see him. And I hate Doctor Who, so...
You only hate Doctor Who because of that one thing.
Well, it was also a bad show, but...
bitch. It's part of British culture.
So was World War II.
And we still remember that?
Yeah, and it was just as bad.
Wow. I can't remember what I was going to say now.
Arthur Darvill, just compared Doctor Who to World War II.
Do you think Arthur Darvill can even do an accent?
Probably not.
Because I've only ever
seen... Because Rip Hunter's American, so I guess he would have if he could. Yeah. He would have if he could have been asked.
But I've only ever seen him in Doctor Who.
That's not fair. I'm sure he's a lovely man.
A Legends of Tomorrow trailer. Yeah. That's it.
I don't know. I'll still watch Legends of Tomorrow. I'll probably enjoy it, but I don't know. I just thought it was a weird casting for him to be Rip Hunter.
See, I literally... Rip Hunter is a name I only ever learned a couple of days ago. When
I'll send you a picture of Rip Hunter.
Okay.
So you can see why I thought it was a weird casting.
How long is Series 2 going to be?
Probably the same amount, same length. 23 episodes.
Okay, I can understand why you think it was a weird casting.
Yeah.
Because Arthur Darvill's this brawny little man.
And this dude's buff as fuck.
Yeah.
He's also a Booster Gold's son.
Yeah. Do you think after all the events of this finale we're going to have more of an emotional Barry or a more sort of held back Barry?
I don't know what you mean.
Like, is he going to be more susceptible to his emotions or is he going to hold him back more?
I think it's going to be the same because I don't know why that changed.
Because it's an emotional experience. Watching your mother die twice.
Well, he didn't watch her die the first time.
When he saw her dead.
Yeah, but he didn't watch her die. Watching her die is a lot worse than seeing her dead.
Same difference.
Not really. Watching the life just disappear from someone's eyes is a lot worse than just seeing a corpse.
Ignoring that one. Well, not ignoring that one. But...
I think it'd be the same.
Watching a man be deleted from existence.
I think you're just like reading too much into his character. You're making too much of a character study. Of like an in-depth sort of fucking... I don't know how else to put it. It's like a study of the character. Like Batman Begins was a character study.
That doesn't help me understand it any better. But it's like... Reading into things like that is how I come up with my ideas for what's going to happen. And my ideas have been proven to actually happen a couple of times before.
Like?
I can't remember.
That's convenient.
I know it's happened though.
With what?
It's happened with Flash.
And what happened though?
that's the thing, I can't remember, but you sent me a message saying something happened, and it was exactly what I said would happen.
I don't remember saying it was exactly like it said it would happen. I think you said you. I think I said you had the right idea. I don't think you said, "Oh yeah, you got it. You hit it on the head."
Okay, yeah, I had something along the right idea of what was going to happen, but when I first said it, before we had any idea what was going to happen, you chastised me for it.
I didn't chastise you. I just sort
you
of
chastised
went,
me for everything.
Yeah, but I didn't. I don't think I went, "Oh, that's fucking stupid." I don't went, "Well, I don't really know."
You do that enough already.
Yeah.
You hate me.
Do.
Wow. Bastard.
So.
I'm expecting great things.
Yeah. Out of 10 for the season.
12.
Out of 10 for the finale.
52. You? Same two questions.
For the finale, I'll give it a 9.8.
Not even a 12.
Nope, because I'm not being fucking stupid about it. And wait, for the season, I say 9.
Okay.
9.5.
So 9.5 for the season. What was the finale?
9.8. I took away 0.2 points for the fucking cliffhanger. I took away 0.1 point for the cliffhanger. 0.1 point for what's the singularity?
Yeah, I think if I was to be serious, I'll probably agree with those marks. Like, I wouldn't have an issue with those marks.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to argue them.
Season 9.5 because some of the issues with the series at that point.
Yeah.
Like Iris being a twat.
Yeah. I don't really like Captain Cold.
I really like him. I think he's really cool.
I'm not a massive fan of his. Like, I can stand him.
Well, get ready for much more of Legends of Tomorrow.
I can stand him, but he just seems a bit twatish.
I think it's the point.
I know he's supposed to be twatish, but he seems overly twatish.
No, yeah, I know what you mean. It's like in Big Bang Theory, where I don't like Sheldon, so I won't watch the show. Whoopi said, "You don't." Yeah, it's like, "Oh, you don't. You're not supposed to like him." But it doesn't. That still doesn't work. I still don't like him. I still don't want to watch the show.
Something wrong with you.
Sheldon's a massive bell end.
No, he's not.
He is. He's an awful person.
There's no.
Yeah.
I hate you.
I don't care.
There's nothing wrong with Sheldon.
There's a lot wrong with Sheldon.
Like what?
I don't matter if he's been tested and everything, been given the AOK by a doctor.
Actually, in one episode, it was revealed that he wasn't tested. Or he was tested, but the most important test his mum didn't get the results for.
She's an awful person. But we're not talking about Big Fan Theory, we're talking about Flash.
Yeah. We can talk about Big Bang Theory another day.
We'll never talk about Big Bang Theory.
Oh, please.
No.
A little bit.
No, because then I'll have to watch it again.
There's no issue with that.
Yes, it's just not a good show.
What were you going to say?
Captain Cold.
Yeah.
I like him, but it's fine if you don't. I don't really like Heatwave.
I don't hate Captain Cold, it's just
I never said you did.
Overly twatishness. You literally just said it.
No, I didn't.
You said something about me not liking him or hating him.
No, I said I like Captain Cold, but if you don't like him, it's fine. I never said you hating him.
Okay, those are the words I heard, so... Oh dear.
You're reading too much into shit again.
I'm not reading into anything. I'm just reading what I can of my notes. But Heatwave, I... No.
Can you not stand him?
They could probably do better with him.
Can you not stand the heat?
It's too hot.
Get out of the kitchen. Anything else?
I don't think so.
Favourite episode?
Favorite episode?
Favorite episode?
Not allowed to count the finale.
Yeah.
Then it's the finale.
Okay. Favorite episode apart from the finale.
Okay, favorite episode besides the finale.
Yeah.
Possibly the episode with, like, if I was to choose a favorite episode that wasn't any of the build up towards the finale, I think.
Surely every episode is about towards the finale. Because it's the finale.
Shut up. possibly that episode with the woman who was the nuke.
What's her name?
I think that was the first time we were introduced to the general.
General Eiling, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking, what's her name?
I know she exploded.
Yeah. Plastique, that's it.
Yeah.
I think my favorite episode is probably the one where the time travel one where Rocky and Wells kills Sisko.
Yeah, that if I was to choose a favorite scene that wasn't like a finale scene, that one would probably be it.
Such a good scene.
So amazing.
Oh my god, so good.
I want that scene's babies.
I think I've watched that scene at least another four times since that episode came out. Oh, you're very clever, Sisko. I've always said that.
So, if you were to try and convince someone to watch this show, what would you do?
Just have to watch it. It's really good.
Okay.
Like, it's probably the best superior television show that's on right now.
Yeah.
Because I think that's how I got one of my friends to start, like, because he says that he's probably going to start watching it during the summer.
Yeah.
Season 2 starts, because he's like, I don't really like Arrow. I'm like, it's better than Arrow.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to watch Arrow to enjoy it. It's really good.
If I wanted to convince someone to watch this show, the episode I would choose would be the finale. But then that would ruin it for them. They'd know
I don't think he'd say watch the finale. I think he'd say watch it. Like, watch the show for the finale.
Yeah.
Because then you'll like enjoy it. Because if you just show them the finale, they won't understand it. Because it's all the stuff that's ending they don't know about.
Yeah. It's like trying to convince people to watch Game of Thrones and show them the Red Wedding episode.
It's like trying to watch Hannibal, but only seeing the season 2 finale.
Never watched any of that.
Well, my dad was watching the season 2 finale. I came downstairs and just watched it, not knowing what episode it was. See, and it was funny, so all this stuff got like revealed. I'm like, so I haven't really watched for Hannibal.
It's like when I was watching, I saw trailers for it. I was interested, but then I never actually watched it.
I watched like a bit of the pilot.
Yeah.
So when does he eat people? So is that it then?
If there was anything you were going to change about Flash, what would it be? Like, if you were to make one big major change, what would it be?
I'd make the episodes an hour longer.
No, not an hour long, an hour longer.
Hour longer.
Nearly 2 hours.
Yep.
You'd have like a new movie every week. What do you think of that? They've revealed that the movie version is going to be Barry Allen.
Have they?
Yeah.
Do a quick Google search because I'm not sure if your sources are fucking correct.
They're upset the. Flash. Character in the movie is going to be Barry Allen.
Team news, huh? Yeah, it's fine. Yeah.
Did I find out about news before you?
Yeah.
Oh wow, that's a.
Well, I wasn't really too bothered about the Flash film because I thought, well, it's going to be fine.
Oh, I forgot that it was going to happen because of the TV show.
I'm looking forward to it, but it's not. I'm not really too bothered about who, about it, whatever.
See, that's going to be really weird.
Well, it's going to be really weird for DC. I think it's going to be really annoying for DC because if the film's not very good, because they're going to have this like this really good show that's going to be in its fourth season that everyone loves.
Yeah.
And then this new film that people aren't going to be too sure about.
Yeah. I think it's going to be really weird to, like you said, have been watching the show for four seasons and then going to going into a movie and sort of starting that journey again. And
yeah.
then within 2 hours, going home and going back to the TV show I've been watching for 4 years.
I've been with comics long enough to sort of separate different universes in the head, so it's not too much of a problem. But
yeah. I just think it's going to be weird seeing two people playing
it'll
the
help,
same character.
Probably. Well, they'll probably make him blonde, so it'll help to differentiate from that.
Yeah.
And it'll have a fucking weird-looking costume as well. So.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's a really stupid idea that they don't just combine the universes, but oh well.
See, I heard someone had the best idea I've heard for sort of combining the movie and TV universes.
What, make them all part of the multiverse?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Like making them different Earths, and that way they could do a crossover at some point.
They could do a Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Yeah.
Earths, not Earths.
But I think it would be quite weird seeing...
Because then they can do the Crisis episode on the TV Flash.
Yeah.
That's when he disappears.
But I think that would be quite weird seeing, like, Arrow and Flash up on the big screen.
Yeah.
Because I doubt they'd bring the movie down to the TV.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I think they would do it the other way around.
It's just really weird, because a lot of people probably don't like the film.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so strange. What are you doing, DC?
I mean, I like the fact that they're keeping them separate.
Yeah, because then they can't ruin TV Flash.
Yeah.
They can't ruin Grant Gustin for us.
Yeah. They'll never do that.
They'll never do that.
They could throw him in a pool of shit. And...
Unless they make him gay.
Fuck's sake.
We can't. Well, the thing is, like, I prefer Barry Allen as well, so I'm just, fine.
Yeah.
Wally West is fine, but I just prefer Barry Allen.
When's the Flash movie coming out again?
2018.
And when's the second series of Flash supposed to be starting?
This October.
Basically, all I can say after saying it, how amazing this show is if you haven't watched it, go and watch it.
If they're not watching it, why the fuck are they listening to this?
If they're not watching it, why are they still alive?
I still think my question was a more sort of relevant one.
No, because I put that order out, remember?
What? I don't understand you sometimes. I'll tell you what else is coming out in 2018, which is made by the same guys as the Flash movie.
Just a second.
What?
To answer what you said, if they don't watch the show, why are they listening to this?
Uh-huh.
Maybe they're looking for reasons to watch the show.
To listen to the spoiler-filled podcast about the finale. It's a good idea.
Some people aren't smart.
I bet they regret it now.
As you were saying, though.
I'll tell you what else is coming out in 2018, which is made by the same guy as the Flash movie.
What's that?
Yeah, an animated Spider-Man movie.
Oh, yeah. Aren't those two of the movies that are coming out within a month of each other?
No, Flash got out in March.
Okay. Because I know that 4 movies are coming out within a month.
Yeah.
Comic book movies, that is.
It's a busy month.
Yep. When people were talking about next year being oversaturated with comic book movies.
I think we've run out of steam now.
I think so, because we've covered everything about the episode.
Yep.
It was amazing.
Yeah, so, like, comment, subscribe, show on YouTube. Subscribe if you're on iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating. It really helps, I guess.
Yeah. To do all of those things. We're on Twitter, too.
Do our Patreon that we're not doing.
Yeah. It's such a weird word.
Patreon, yeah.
Whenever I see it written down, I think patron.
Well, people that pay stuff on Patreon are called patrons.
But it's like, I've seen the word patron written before, and people pronounce it patron.
No, they don't.
They have in a song, in a Bruno Mars song.
Yeah, one song.
Okay, good point, but it still confused the fuck out of me. But yeah.
Shall we start a Patreon?
Should we?
I just see the harm in it.
We'll talk about that off screen.
Yeah.
And... we'll let you know.
If we make one, do it, because it'll help us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when, if we do decide, we'll let you know next episode.
Yeah.
But if you want to know before that, go to Twitter.
Yeah, go to Twitter.
See what I did there.
Yeah. At that pork and bean, is that it?
I think so.
Yeah, we'll link it.
Yeah.
And go to our blog. Go to our blog if that's still a thing.
It's still a thing. It's kind of dead.
Yeah, it's kind of. There's a lot of posts on there. It's like 30-something.
32.
Yeah.
Basically.
There were like 10 of them are like, sorry, I haven't made a post this week.
All of the links will be in the YouTube version of this.
Yeah.
iTunes, we can't put links there, I don't think.
Just go, if you're on iTunes, just go to the YouTube video and you'll see all the links.
Yeah. Yeah, do that. That works. Do it that way. So, yeah.
Toodaloo. He was pork.
He was bean.
Ta-ra.
Bye.